Spectrum Community School's AV Club presents the final installment of the lesser-known radio drama series entitled The Archivist's Agency. In this final episode, the archive investigators bring closure for their client. Join us now for part 3 of The Archivist's Agency, Tempus Fugit.
Are you warm enough? Can I get you more tea?
Fine, Martin. Just fine. The tables have certainly turned, haven't they?
What makes you say that?
I took you away to protect you, to care for you all those years ago, and now you're taking care of me.
Jordan, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else right now.
But that investigator will come back. You can be sure of that.
We're not moving again. You're too weak, and I can't hide forever. They're here anyway. And they've brought my sister.
Mr. Hunt, there's someone here who wants to see you.
I know. I always knew this day would come.
Martin, I knew you were alive. Oh, I found him. You found him.
Well, invite them in before all the heat goes out the door.
Please, come in. It's time you met my partner, Jordan Winters.
Miss Winters, the university said you moved out of the country, but you're here?
Where else would I be? I may be 87 years old, but I'll never run away from a problem that I had a hand in creating.
Tuval Henriksen sends his regards, ma'am.
Henriksen? He's still around? He stirred up a wasp nest even back then. You remember, Jordan?
He was that nice fellow from that Common Ground cereal. Wrote about that cold as though it were a harmless coven until that night.
We wanted to thank you for agreeing to meet our client.
Miss Winters, this is Martin's sister, Mary.
Miss Winters, can you tell us about what happened that night?
All these years, and now look at you. I was your little sister, and now it appears I'm the older one.
It's hard to believe, but that night we created something entirely unexpected.
A time distortion field localized around Martin.
It was that Tempus Fugit spell that Skelling didn't research quite right. Got the incantation all muddled up.
Time flies?
I figured it out after I first came to see you.
I warned you about the pothole and you still drove through it.
But Martin, you don't look a day older than
30. My Martin was 26 when it happened, and now he's 30 years old.
So you're not aging as fast as the rest of us?
I need to sit down.
Everyone, slow down a bit. I can't be around so many people. I told you, it's too much.
That makes sense. Mary, your brother is straddling 2 time-space fields. The one he's in is traveling faster than ours, but it's restricted in size.
About 100 yards in any direction and 10 times faster, to be more precise. That's why he could see 10 minutes ahead of everyone else. Like you having driven through that pothole. Martin experiences everything twice, but can only interact with us in our time.
Please, I'd like you all to leave now. Except Mary. Can you call a taxi for her in an hour?
That would be nice. We have so much to talk about. I want to know everything.
No taxi. I'll come back in an hour to pick up Miss Hunt. Yours and Miss Hunt's privacy is important to both of us.
Our agency prides itself for its discretion.
I'd appreciate that.
Good evening, then. Nice to have met you, Miss Winters. Thurman, Richards, let's go.
Nice to have met you both. Good luck, Martin.
Well, then, where should we start?
Well, I suppose the Hunt case is pretty much wrapped up.
I'd probably live like a recluse, too, if I had to see everything that happened again 10 minutes from now and not be able to do anything about it.
But he did try at the beginning of his affliction, or curse as he called it. Must have thought he had a superpower wanting to help other people to avoid their accidents and pain.
Maybe it's like deja vu, but in like a more extreme sense.
I'd just as soon not experience any deja vu, no matter how short. Hey, hand me that box over there.
This one?
Yeah.
Here you go.
You turn that tape player on?
No.
Time is a construct. It is an illusion by which we invent our place in the here and now. If we are to overcome any of humanity's failing, we must free ourselves. First of time, in the same way our oldest ancestors were able to achieve immortality and impart their secrets to us. Breaking the hourglass that holds us inevitably toward our doom is at the heart of the Tempus Fugit incantation. That is our aim, to save humanity from time.
This has been the concluding episode of Spectrum Community School AV Club's lesser-known series entitled The Archivist's Agency. Part 3, Tempus Fugit, featured the voice acting talents of Cynthia Zhang as Martin Hunt, Elise Adsett as Jordan Winters and Richards, Nathan Sperling as Kilborn, Renee Schwartz as Mary Hunt, Alan Clark as Thurman, and Jeff Markey as Jasper Skelling. Our producer is Alan Clark. Our technical engineer is Jeff Markey. This episode was written and edited by Renee Schwartz. Listen to all of the lesser-known radio drama series on your favorite podcast player.